Welcome
back
to the Take Time podcast. I'm going to talk lovely into the mic for you guys because I was listening to the podcast last day.
Oh.
And
I
listened to a few, and this one had a little bit more echo, I think, because I was in the class close to the mic. So I was like, ooh, it echoed a little bit too much. So let me talk directly into your ear. No, I'm joking, guys. But yeah, no, I hope everyone's good. I hope everyone's really good.
Good.
Chilling. How are you?
I'm chilling also.
Yo. The reason why chilling is my weekly stand-up. Boom, 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 boom. Ramadan Mubarak told the Muslims out there, Ramadan, you know, Wagwans. Today's the sixth day of fasting, so we're recording this on the day. Damn, guys. You know, that's
so
a new
fresh.
One. Fresh, fresh. But yeah, fasting.
I think we've done it before once.
Yeah. But the reason mine is that is not only just because that's like, this is my first time, hopefully, inshallah, I finish today. That'll be 6 days in a row in a long time. Like, my body, I haven't been able to fast this long, like, consecutively in such a long time. Usually by the end of it, like, after, like, a day or two, I just can't fast because I just, you know, you guys know, different things, you know, sickle cell and that. And dehydration kills me, so, but I've actually been able to do successfully, like, 5 days in a row so far. So, I'm pretty happy with myself, you know. And hopefully, I can knock out 10 in a row. That's my goal. 10 in a row, maybe have a little break to make sure I don't get any attacks, and then continue with that. So that is my weekly stand-up, you know. Hope you guys like that little segment. If you are fasting, let me know how it is going for you. If you are not, enjoy yourself. You get to drink water and eat. It must be nice. And then, yeah, and if you aren't Muslim and you're trying it, let us know.
How are you finding it?
Come on, madam. What's your weekly stand-up?
I think mine is... I have two.
Oh.
You
pretentious.
Always have so much to
tell. I only have one.
So, listen. One of them is obviously Ramadan Mubarak. It's such a beautiful time of the year. And obviously, I'm back in my like cooking zone. So, I've been making a lot of yummy foods and like sharing it with... physically and virtually on Instagram. So, you know, my friends have been hyping me up like, please continue sharing recipes and whatnot. So that's been really, really fun for me. And then the second one is that I got an Apple Watch. I was mentally ready to get back into a fitness tracking device just because you guys have heard our stories, if you've heard them, you know, from our fitness episodes and stuff. I had to take a step back from tracking and all that stuff because it wasn't good for up here. So I took a break, but now I feel like mentally strong and ready again. So I got an Apple Watch and I'm really excited to share my journey with you.
No, follow her on her socials. She's putting everything there on TikTok. She's back active on TikTok again.
I didn't even mention that.
Day in the lives.
I didn't want to mention it because I feel like I'm not consistent enough yet. So I like.
You posted what, 4 or 5 days in a row now?
Yeah, since Ramadan started.
Yeah, so you know, consistency. And then follow her on Instagram, Nicoletta.inb, guys. You know Wagwans.
Thank you.
So on all social platforms.
Thank you.
Yeah, feel free. So what you got for us on the table today?
Okay, what I got for us is, right, I found this on a subreddit, I don't even remember what, and the question was, what do you secretly and quietly judge other people for, right? So I took a list from the, like, most top voted things, and we're going to have to say if we agree or disagree. Like, do you secretly judge the people for this, or do you not?
To be honest, I don't secretly judge anyone. I openly... judge people
That's
to their
true.
Faces.
That's true. But anyway, starting off with, I secretly judge people for not paying attention to their children.
Please elaborate. Come on.
Do you know what? I'm gonna have to disagree. I don't like sit down and like judge them like hard for it because I feel like parenting is really like hard as it is, and trying to keep like a kid focused and like whatever is hard. Okay, that stuff is hard. What I do judge on is when the kid is trying to get their attention or something, and they're on their phone or on a device. And
they're not giving them like attention because their attention is being taken from somewhere else.
Exactly.
Essentially.
So I do judge them on that.
Okay. I don't feel like I judge people, honestly, on the fact that they're not paying attention to the kids. Like, if I see people doing dumb shit, like, to their kids and not taking care of them, I'm like, oh, this is so stupid. This is so silly. But I don't ever think I catch myself being like, oh, my God, I can't be, look at them not paying attention. They're just letting little shit run around. The only time I'd actually be judging them is, like, if the kid's, like, running around being a nuisance and, like, they're not taking care of them, then I'm like, oh, this is so annoying. You're so annoying. Mind your freaking kid.
Yeah.
But I don't think I ever judge it for, like, them not like paying attention to their kid. I'm just like, bad parent, move on with my life. Like, I don't judge them. I just be like, oh, bad parent, move on.
Yeah,
bad parent. You're a bad parent. If you leave your kid running around, whether they're causing a nuisance or not, you are a bad parent. Because why are you just letting them run around and not supervising them?
Yeah. Or like letting them mess up like a place. Like, do you know where there's a big place where you see this? IKEA with the kids section.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a mess.
Oh, but like, that's literally meant for kids.
It's not a playground. It's for buying stuff.
Ah, they make it kind of like a playground, though. Don't they do, you know, with the toys? Do they put it? Yeah.
I think sometimes they go a little too crazy for me. I'm like,
That's fair.
Okay, on to the next one. I secretly judge people for having a loud conversation on speakerphone in public.
Come on. Because why are you looking at me like that? Why are you looking at me like that?
Because you love being on speakerphone in public so everyone can hear your business.
I don't care. Like, if I don't have AirPods and I'm talking to someone on FaceTime, why am I shoving the phone in my face?
No, but like, you could just call and then...
No, like, I just hold my... I do whatever the fuck I want. Guys,
I don't really care. Time, we were at this hairdresser where I got my hair done, and you picked up a phone call. It wasn't a FaceTime, and you were just like talking to your friend the entire time. My hairdresser was looking at me, I was looking at her, like, we heard the entire thing, and it was like, that was not necessary.
There's nothing to hide. You could have left. Guys, I am a Nigerian man. Omo Yorubani me. Omo Nigerian me. Listen here, buddies. I'm a Nigerian man. I have got this habit from my parents. My parents are always on the phone and they just have it. My dad just has it on loudspeaker, leave you talking the whole time. Me, I have nothing to hide in my conversation.
It's not about hiding.
I know, but I just like, what, like, and I want to just hear the person. I don't know. Like, I don't want to be holding it the whole time like but, this. Okay, it's just annoying.
Like, do you not feel like other people find it annoying? No, like, are you aware of yourself?
If I am in a closed space in which...
Like a hairdresser.
Like, no. If I'm in a closed space and in a situation where I feel like people will care, I won't do it. But if I'm in a place in which I feel like people don't give a fuck, I will do it.
I don't believe that, because you've openly picked up phones like on a bus, a metro, like enclosed spaces where people are generally quiet. And the only place I'd say was Japan. And that was because culturally you're like, okay, people don't like this here. But here, it's just like, I don't care.
Call me problematic. I don't care.
It's not that. It's just you're just not self-aware of how it could impact others. Because, like, you don't care how it's impacting others.
Oh, my God. Like, guys, pick up your phone call. Just do whatever you want. Like, you know, I don't have AirPods with me 24/7. Like, when I have AirPods in, I have them in and I have the conversation. But if I get a call and I don't have AirPods with me, I just don't want to be holding it like this the whole time. I really just don't want to be holding it like this the whole time. That's really the main thing. I just don't want to be holding it like that.
Personally, I don't judge people on it. Like, Fruit does all the time. I think if I were to judge it, like, stop that, you know. But I don't really, I'm like, okay, let's have this conversation. I think that I can't, because I'm too self-aware of, like, inconveniencing others around me or, like, whatever. So I couldn't do it because of, like, my anxiety. But I don't judge people for doing it. Like, I don't really care if people do either.
Deal with it.
Okay. I secretly judge people for prioritizing people with money, an employment position, or social status ahead of others.
As in, like, focusing more on people, money, that, but like, these are just saying focusing on people. They're not saying friends. They're just saying focusing on people.
So an example of this that was given was like in the influencer industry, where you're trying to make a friend and you're prioritizing people who have more influence versus less.
Bro, you're just trying to get your money up.
You know, and then another thing that, and this is something that I thought of, was when you're buying something expensive in a shop.
Okay.
And you're treated differently based off like how you look versus someone who's more like
affluent looking.
Yeah, you know, even though like we could be buying, I could be buying more stuff than them, but because I don't look the part, you don't look the I'm part, like yeah. secretly judged. Whatever.
I think on the first part, definitely I'm like, don't really care. Like, you're just trying to get your money up connections, you know, like focus okay. in. But on the second part, yeah, it is definitely more annoying to like feel like you're not getting taken care of and taken seriously just because you don't look the part. And I think that's very jarring and
yeah.
it's very annoying. And obviously, I would be upset at the retail worker for doing that. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm a paying customer too, whether I'm buying 10 things, one thing, whatever. I'm a paying customer
and
too.
And this is where Farouk is like, I could buy you and your whole family.
I would never say it's such a statement. That is freaking insane. Wow. So what the hell is wrong with you? Damn. I don't know why you're laughing.
Your reaction was really good.
I don't know what you're laughing about. But okay. How about yourself there, boy Sook?
Do I judge? I think the whole like treating others differently, yeah, like stores and stuff, yeah. Mm. I hate that because I think often we get kind of mistreated when we go places. We
don't, like, we yes, don't, every
like,
time.
We don't, like, sometimes we're, like, looking really nice, you know? Like, guys. Go dress, whatever.
They but, look at me differently all the time.
Yeah, no, people obviously do. I think, you know, being a black person, I think that's just been your experience everywhere we've been.
You know?
Unfortunately. But I think when we are more put together, we are treated differently.
Yeah,
but there are times when we go into the city, like, this, you know.
Like this. Wearing normal clothes?
Yeah.
Well, am I meant to be wearing designer from my head to my toes?
Well, that's how... Yeah, anyways. How about in friendships? Because, you know, there are friendships where, like...
Yeah, people focus on the people with the money.
The person with more money gets more of a stay in a friend group.
Yeah. It's the right of the strongest.
So you agree?
No, absolutely not. But I'm just saying it's the right of the strongest. It's like, if they're paying for everything, everyone's going to fall in line. Which is a bad friendship to have, by the way. You should never really have a dynamic like that just because your friend has money, they have more of a say. But it does tend to happen where like the friend with the most money gets everyone else to fall in line because everyone, but then that means you're surrounded by leeches though. Because if they're real friends, they wouldn't give a shit about how much money you have and they would still call you out and do whatever because they don't give a shit, you know?
I agree. I think the whole friendship thing as well is very prevalent in like, you know, schools, like the friends who have more money and like whatever. I saw that like a lot in my girl's school.
Oh, okay.
Where the girls with lots of money were
head of the cliques.
Yeah, they
head
were. Of the cliques.
Yeah, leeches. Goddamn leeches.
Where are they now?
Yeah, damn leeches.
Okay, on to the next one. I secretly judge people when in public restrooms and they leave without washing their hands.
Absolutely.
You do? Okay.
Disgusting.
I have a question for you. Do men actually wash their hands after they use a public restroom?
Only some.
Okay.
Only some. Not there's been so many times that I'll go to a restroom and there'll be like five of us in there and I'll be the only one at the tap washing my hands. And I look at the other guys. They like look at it. They think about it. And then they're like, nah. And then some guys would be like, go dip their hands in the water. Get out. And I'm like, that's not washing your hands. That's not washing your hands. You're about to go around touching everything. Then I have to touch things after you. And that's why I hate touching the door. A lot more of those restroom doors need the leg thing that lets you open the door. Because it is disgusting. It is. It's disgusting. The amount of people who don't wash their hands or wash their hands properly after using the bathroom is disgusting. It's disgusting. Like, it actually triggers me. I don't think you guys understand how much it's an ick for me. And I'm just there like, la-di-da-di-da, da-di-da-di-da-di-da. And then I'm looking at everyone else. Nasty.
I think women are a lot more likely to wash their hands.
Yeah.
I don't...
But you guys have to sit on the toilet seat and everything. Like, I would hope to God you guys are washing your hands.
Nobody's sitting on that.
But you know what I mean? As in, like, you guys have to go through more steps in the bathroom. You have to open the door. You have to, you know, whereas, like, guys can just, like, I think the way they see it is, like, all I did was go in, touch my little pee-pee, pull my pee-pee out, pee, and then get out. But no, you still have to open the door. Like, your pee-pee could have been sweaty, you know? No. Like, there's a lot of things here, you know, splashback, things like this. You don't know. Just wash your goddamn hands. Well, for girls, if you are not, you guys are insane. You are touching everything in that bathroom. Disgusting.
I agree. I think women are a lot more likely to. And I also like to use the opportunity of, like, just washing my hands because I don't know what I've touched while I've been out and about. So it's just kind of nice to get fresh hands. Like
that is,
you know,
rancid.
Public restrooms. Okay, on to the next one. I secretly judge. Let me redo that so I can clip it. You know what I mean? I secretly judge people for swearing around children.
Nicola, what do you think about this? Do you secretly judge people? Choose your answer carefully.
No, I struggle myself with containing swear words around children, which apparently it's like, I don't know, they're saying like we're not as smart as other people because we can't contain ourselves. But like, I don't judge people for it because I am the person to judge in this situation. I don't think I'm as bad as you because I managed to hold back a little bit more, but I still struggle with it because I've never really had like kids around me to have to.
Also, you don't have that bad of a potty mouth, to be honest.
Yeah,
you're pretty clean. Like, you don't really swear that much. You really don't swear that much at all.
Not as much as you. No, definitely not.
No, you don't really.
If much
even
as you,
No. Even in comparison to the average, you don't swear that much.
Do you reckon?
I don't think so.
Like, who's the average?
Like, the average is saying, like, okay, we have to be specific. The average in Ireland is definitely higher than the average across the world.
Yeah.
These guys swear like, but the average, so like, you're definitely below the average in Ireland. Like, people are just throwing the F word in there. Like, in Ireland, they're just throwing the F word in there. It's just like a exclamation point. It's like an emphasis. It's a whatever, right? They just throw the F word. You're not doing that, right? Me, I have a sailor mouth. I swear so much. And you guys might not be able to tell in the podcast because I don't swear that much in the podcast.
But low-key, you like, swear a lot and you don't even know.
No, but I'm saying like, in comparison to how much I swear in like real life, oh my God, I swear so much.
If you had like a tip jar for every time you
swear, my God,
you have so much money.
Like, I swear so much. And like, that's one of the things, like, during Ramadan, I'm trying to not swear as much. Just to, not like, oh my God, I'm only doing Ramadan. I'm actually trying to reduce my swearing because I realize I swear way too much. And I was like, this is an opportunity for me to try to reduce my swearing. And like, oh my God, I swear so much. Like, it's so hard. Like, I don't know. I just like using the words. It's just sweet on the tongue, you know? Like, I just love using curse words. They're just sweet on the tongue, but definitely, like, oh no, like, one of my, like, my best friends, he has kids, and the two kids, I love them to death, and always around them, always like trying to like focus in and just be like, let me not swear, you know. But you know, like, I see, and then his daughter would be like, when I say it, and then I'm just like, don't say it.
You're not allowed to say that,
you know. And I was like, you know, your daddy says it all the time to me.
Your dad is the problem.
He's the problem.
Not me. Like, I don't know. I think just like not swearing is just really hard, even though I don't even swear a lot. But when people like swear in conversations and even like work meetings and stuff, I feel like it makes it more conversational. A little less, you know, like businessy. And a little bit more like, I don't know, that more friendly, casual.
Casual. It definitely does make it. Swearing does make the conversation
more
casual.
I don't have a problem with it, personally. I don't judge people for it.
Like, just know, by the way, I'm not gonna, like, my kids are going to be swearing because, like, I'm never gonna try to not swear in front of them. Like, it's just part of life. I'm just gonna tell them, you can't say it. I can say it all I want, but you can't say it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, you better not swear around our kids.
Oh, I'm swearing the whole time. I'm just gonna tell them not to swear. Honestly, I'm being honest right now. I know I can't not swear around them. So yeah. I'm just gonna tell them, you're not allowed to say those words. Or I can, like, say those words.
Or like, you can, but not around other people. So you can only swear in your room.
Yeah, you can swear in the house. Like, just don't swear outside. If you swear outside, I'll beat you.
He does not do that.
Obviously, it's a joke. Come
Anyways,
on, guys.
On to the next one. I secretly judge people that brag about how much they spent on their car, house, vacation, and things like that.
I don't think I judge them. I just think they're annoying.
Really?
Yeah, I just think it's annoying to hear.
We
went to Mykonos last year. Oh, we spent like maybe 5,000. It was insane. Oh, and whatever. The hotel was lovely. It was lovely. Luxurious. You know our lifestyle. I had to get the escargot. That's literally what it sounds like to me. And I just, like, my brain shuts off. Like, I don't judge them. My brain just shuts off.
Okay. This one's interesting for me because I love when people overshare costs. And I actually hate when people say things like, oh, I just want a luxury
That's
trip.
That's different, though. I feel like you being informed by the nitty-gritty of cost breakdowns is different from someone, like, telling you, like, oh, my God, can you imagine?
But here's the thing. I'd rather them tell me. Like, it's like, oh, look, my watch costs 15K. I'm happy to know that. Like, I feel like, oh, look how expensive my watch is. And they don't tell me how much it is. Ew. Like, no, I want to know. I want to know everything. Even if it's in a bragging way, I'm like, okay, this is how much they spent on this. Like, you know, maybe I can save up for this.
You're pocket watching.
You know? I am.
You're pocket watching. Nicoletta is pocket watching.
So be careful.
She wants to know how much this person has. So she's like, tell me what you have so I can pocket watch you.
No, I just really like to know how much things cost. And, like, I guess what falls under this umbrella is, like, salaries and people not sharing salaries. That just irks me. Like, when people withhold that information, like, it's some, I can't share this.
Tell us your salary right now.
Huh?
Tell us your salary.
I'm not saying it's in public, gosh. But, like, you know when you're having conversations with, like, friends or, like, people that you work with? Okay, people that you work with that you're a bit closer with because not, like, you know, the CEO, like, okay, I get it. But, you know, it's just like salary discussions as people say we started together. It's like, oh, what do you want? What do you want? Because I feel like if you know, at least you can ask for more, or if you're unfairly, like, paid or whatever. These are important things to know.
Yeah, no, like, I think we've touched on it before, but I do believe if you're close to someone, somewhat close, depending on how close you are, and you are afraid to talk about salaries, why are you have that person in your life?
Yeah.
If you think they're going to curse you, evil eye you because you told them their salary and they're jealous, why are you even having that person in your close circle in the first place?
Yeah.
I do think salaries is something we should be definitely all a lot, like, we've been brainwashed by corporations to not talk about salaries because it then makes them, it helps the corporation, it doesn't help you. Like, by you knowing what other people's salaries are, you can know where you stand and you can ask for more. Whereas, so companies don't like that, so they want you to consistently, oh my god, I don't want to, like, and don't get me wrong, obviously, as I said, like, people also don't like talking about it because, like, oh, I don't want jealousy, evil eye, whatever, but, like, why do you have that person around you in the first place? Critical thinking, guys.
Yeah, I have someone in my life who was like that, and she'd be like, in the past when I've discussed salaries, like,
you're lucky that she doesn't listen to this podcast, so, like, because that would be such a clear giveaway. Boy, you're lucky that she
well, I wouldn't say she's a friend like that because she doesn't support me in anything. We don't even talk.
Oh my god. There's so many women listening to this that I know you and they're just like, is this me? Is this not me? Who
Guys,
is it?
It's not you because she's not here. She's simply not here. And I know that for a fact, so we move on to the next one. I secretly judge people that treat service people badly.
Not secretly, I openly. Yeah. I'm like, why are you treating the bird like shit? Yeah. Like, I saw a really good, what's it called? I was gonna say Reddit, TikTok, in which this girl was actually talking about, like, she was working. I don't know. I think I sent it to you. I'm not too sure. Mm-hmm. But she was working, you know, like, as a waitress, whatever. Like, she was just doing her shift. And then there was two guys. And then the guy, like, kept mispronouncing her name, you know, kept literally keep, like, saying it. Like let's say her name was, like, Kathy or something. And then he's like, oh, Cassandra. Oh, like, literally, like, just stuff that just started with a C. Like, you know, like, whatever. And then on the third time, like, when she came to the table and, like, he did it, his friend just like, yo, will you freaking stop it?
Oh,
like,
his friend called him up.
Yeah, he's like, will you stop it? You're like, okay, you know that's not her name, and you're trying to pretend like you, like, you're getting wrong. You know it's not her name. Like, call her actual freaking name, you know? And she's like, oh no, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. And then whatever, and then he's like, no, it's not okay. Like, it's not okay. Mm-hmm. And then the friend just, like, was like, oh shit, you know, like, whatever. And then she's like, oh, that was, like, so hot, which is, like, the whole point of the story is, like, the bar's on the floor because, like, him just standing up for her was enough to make her think he was, like, attractive, you know, like, you know, make her think he was attractive. But yeah, it's kind of crazy. Like, you know, like, if someone is, like, a dick to, like, service, like, you should call them out on it because it, like, they're just doing their job. Like, you're not, like, it's a different story if they were being a dick to you too, you know?
Like, and especially if they're, like, your friend, like, at your table.
You know, like, it's like,
hello?
Hello?
Do not let your friends.
Are you mentally okay?
Like,
why the hell are you doing this?
That's someone's mother.
Yeah, like,
or
you know.
Child, or someone's.
But what do you think anyway?
Oh, I just, yeah. Yeah. I judge people for it.
But do you call them out?
I don't think I've come across a situation where I've seen it to call it out.
Okay, scenario. You, they're in the tables. Table, you know, this a restaurant that is closed side by side. Every table's closed. Like, literally, the distance between me and you, the distance between our tables, right? Mm-hmm. You're on this table. You're on that table. I'm on this table. Mm-hmm. And then I'm just, like, treating the waitress like dick. Mm-hmm. Like shit. Would you call me out?
I think it depends what it is said. Like, if it's bad, yeah. But if it's kind of, like, subtly, I probably tell, like, the manager or something. And, like, hey, that person's treating this person like a dickhead. Like, I would call that out.
Like, take the example of the name thing. Would you be like, that's not her name? I don't think you would.
If they're not at my table, I don't think I would speak for another table. But if they're, I'm, like, probably throwing hands with whoever's at my
table. Yeah, no, me personally, if I heard that and, like, I was sitting, like, here and I heard, like, your table keep doing it, I'd be like, hey, yo, stop it. Like, because it's just annoying. Like, it would annoy me. It's not even about, like, the person. Like, don't get me wrong, it is. But it would annoy me just hearing that over and over, being like, yo, can you stop? Like,
stop that.
You know? And it's not like white knight or anything like that. It's just vexing. It's just annoying. Like,
yeah, I think we are very good at being a really bystander type of society. But that's a whole, like, psychological, sociological thing where people don't like to be the first to go forward.
It's because you're all pussios.
That's true. That's like, do you know what they say? In a moment of emergency, instead of calling out for help, call out to someone specifically. Like, hey, you there with the white t-shirt, come help me.
They're like, no.
Yeah, imagine. You know, because that puts that person in, like, alert mode, and then, like, someone's actually showing up, and then someone else can come in, you know, versus like, someone help, and then it's like everyone's looking at everyone. Like, what should we do? Sidetrack, because you mentioned TikTok. What do you think of the TikTok ban in the U.S.?
So let's go to the Senate. Once it goes to the Senate, then
I thought it did.
No, it went through the House. Now it has to go to the Senate. So, like, once it goes to the Senate, it has to be approved by Senate. Then it has to go on Joe Biden's table. Biden. And then he has to sign it. And if he can decide to either sign it, veto it, whatever he wants.
What do you think about
it? But he said if it goes on his table, he will sign it, though.
Oh.
Yeah, he said if it does show up on his table, he will sign it. But I think it's just a lot of hubbalululu. Like, it's just trying to
take control. Why do you think they're doing it?
God knows. Like, there's obviously some people are saying that, oh, it's trying to remove freedom of speech. Mm-hmm. Some people are saying it's because of this and that. But I think it's just, like, they just don't like that China has an app that is so massive in their economy. Like, they just can't take that. Like, America does not want that.
We're not making money off it.
So, like, they're like, this is, and they don't have control of it, you know, because they're like, China controls it, we don't control it. And I think that's where their issue really lies. Like, obviously, there's numerous things, like, because every politician has their own reasons. But I think the underlying thing that they can all get behind is that we don't like China. China has a massive app that, like, literally half our population uses. Nuh-uh. So, Morka.
I genuinely feel like it has to do with control myself. Like,
I think it's I think it definitely has to do with the China thing. Like, and as I said, like, there's definitely, like, people who do have whatever, like, media intentions, whatever that is. But, like, I think that is still so little in comparison to the real big picture. It's like, they just don't like the fact that it's China, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they block so much, like, it's just because TikTok is so big, but, like, there's so many, like, Chinese phones that just aren't allowed to be sold in the U.S. because they don't like anything from China.
Yeah. I don't think I mentioned this, but if you guys are not aware, U.S. is planning to ban TikTok in the U.S. of A.
Yeah.
So I'm just putting that out there. Anyways, on to the next one. I secretly judge people for smoking.
No.
I do. I actually do. I genuinely do. I'm really guilty for it.
Look at the camera right there.
I'm really guilty and talk for to your judging mother. You that you smoke. She knows that. I've said to her before, maybe we should stop. Maybe we should stop. I think I always make snarky remarks, especially people in my circle, because I'm like, you're not doing your health any good. You know, I'm like, I would call it out because I care about you. You know, I'm like, I don't think you should do this. I think if you can try to stop, you can try to stop, whatever.
But it's not that easy, though. What about that?
I know, like,
you've never been addicted to something, so you don't know.
No, I haven't, but, like, I feel like...
Actually, wait, you are. You're addicted to sweets. So, please. You stop taking sweeties cold turkey. Stop taking caffeine or anything like that. That you're addicted to
no,
cold turkey.
No, hold on. Hold on.
Well,
I
sweeties.
I can stop eating sweeties.
Like cold turkey.
Cold turkey. But the thing is, that's not affecting my health the same way as smoking. I think putting them on the same pedestal is crazy.
No, it's about...
I'm not eating sweeties 24/7.
No, obviously.
I have a pretty good diet.
Obviously, but the idea is like addictions are hard to break. Whether, you know... And that's why I think
I don't have to battle with that. They have to battle with that.
Well, technically, you are in your own way. Like you have a sweet tooth. So you can call that a sweet tooth addiction, right? You are addicted to sweeties. If like the degree of difficulty it would be for you to cut out sweeties completely in your life is the same degree of difficulty it would require someone to cut out smoke, probably even harder to cut out smoking completely in their life.
If I was on at a point in my life where sweeties was affecting me and my health and like say obesity or like diabetes or whatever, I would make a change, right? I've got blood test results and stuff and it's fine. You know, my sweeties are not making my life worse because I've, like I said, I have a pretty clean diet. I like exercise. I'm a pretty healthy person, right? So I wouldn't quit that right now because it's not affecting me. However, smoking is affecting their health, right? And their lungs. And how are you going to hide behind that? That's just nuts.
But that's what I'm saying. The point is that addiction is 10 times harder to break than sweeties addiction.
People can't even break sweeties addiction. I'm not saying it isn't.
No, I get your point that it's hard, like because it's like, you know, it's hurting yourself. But the thing is, that's what I'm saying. Like, it don't matter if you're addicted to something, you're addicted to something. Like, no matter how much harm it's causing you. And that's what I'm saying. Like, there are people who are obese and addicted to sweeties and find it hard to break their addiction to sweeties. Now, imagine something that's 10 times harder and also hurting you. It is hard. Like,
but I feel like with obesity and stuff, I wouldn't judge that as hard as smoking, because sugar, especially in the US, or like you know, where additives are being added to your food, or you live in like a poorer area where you don't have access to healthy foods or it's too expensive, that's just kind of like out of your control.
Ooh, Nicolette is giving excuses for the same excuses that they always give.
Listen,
but she won't give excuses for the smokers.
Smoking, not sugar. And I'm explaining to you why I'm like, look, there's a lot of different things. However, smoking is something that you choose to do. That's not like we need to eat it, like we need to consume in order to function. Food, you need to, and you eat whatever's available to you. And I'm just saying,
we don't have to take sugar.
No, but if you're a kid who's raised in a household where...
Obviously.
Like, you just don't have a choice.
You, normal kid, why are you addicted to sweeties? You didn't have to have... You were too broke for sweeties.
No, my mom made sweeties at home.
And now you're addicted to sweeties. Speak on yourself.
I don't get this addiction, because that's like saying, like, oh, you eat sugar. Like, there's sugar in so many different things.
But
like,
you love sweeties. You couldn't go a month without eating chocolate.
I enjoy eating chocolate.
Yes. Because you're addicted.
No, because like I eat it because I enjoy it. Like yeah. If I wanted to take a month break from it,
if
I
you
could.
Took a break from chocolate, I know you would tweak. There is a point in that month that I know you're going to tweak.
No, because I eat something
like,
else.
You'd be like, no, I mean, and I'm, when I say chocolate, I mean like sweeties, like all sweeties. You'd be like,
I don't think so.
Where's my fix, bro?
I don't think so, because
cut it out, guys. You heard it. No, cut it out for the next 2 months. No more chocolate. No more sweets. No nothing.
No, but listen, I've had like so many days, like especially now during Ramadan, like at the start and everything. Like, I just eat my dinner. We go for a run. I have a protein shake. We move on.
Mm.
Like,
did you not have a chocolate bar last night?
But I'm on my period.
Okay, so...
No, hold on. You as a man are calling now out women for having period crave. Here, listen to me,
no,
guys.
No, look at the way she's trying to flip it. No, no.
Come in here and tell us women that we should not give into our cravings during our period when we're sensitive and in pain. And the only thing that can bring some joy is...
my God. Okay, hold on. Listen. Okay, hold on. You know what? I'm going to even run with your idea right now. Okay. Let's talk about your addiction to smoking, all right? Like, people's addiction to smoking and your period cravings, right? As hard as it is for you to not take your craving, is the same way it is hard for them to not take that nice little inhale
but
or
I'm
blessing.
Not saying that it's not hard. I've never, ever said it's not hard to quit.
But that's my point, as in, like, as hard as it is for you to quit sweeties because of your period cravings, will come around eventually once a month, is the same way that they're like...
And I understand. For that sweet however, my sweeties is not impacting my health. Okay.
It seems pretty convenient.
And do you know what I judge even more? And I will say this is people like that haven't started smoking, like teens and stuff, and are aware of all these bad things, and they still pick it up. I will judge to no end, because who are you trying to impress? What are you trying to do?
You just want
to
smoke, innit?
No, because you have no craving for that. You are creating that addiction. And I will judge. Whether it's a vape, by the way, vape, smoke, nicotine, whatever it is, I'm judging you. Stop it.
Stop it.
You need to stop
everyone in Nicoletta's life that smokes, and you're listening to this, go send her a text right now. Be like, you're a dickhead.
That's okay. I'll take it. As long as it's trying to make an impact in your life. Fair. You know? Fair. And that what's funny is that in my family, actually, growing up,
everybody smokes.
Yeah, everybody smokes.
Everyone in your
family. And they were kind of making predictions of who of us, the kids, like, will smoke. And I was, like, top of the list. Like, she was going to smoke. And I was like, I've never.
But maybe it's because they said that to you that made you
know. Maybe. And you know what? For you, I'm grateful.
Because if they had not said that, you'd be like, right now, you just go outside with your mom.
Potentially. Potentially. Also, potentially having you in my life has led me away from it.
Yeah, like, I'm very anti-smoking, guys, by the way. Like, when I say anti-smoking, as in, like, I don't judge people, I don't care. But as in, like, for my own health reasons, I stay the hell away from that thing. So,
yeah. Right? That's what I said.
Yeah.
It's fine and chill when you say it, but when I said it.
No. I have actual health problems that would be severely complicated
if I was to add that to my list. I'm against smoking. Okay, that's the next one. I secretly judge people for being chronically late.
For people who are not watching, I just did the looking around meme because the knock is coming from inside the house. And okay, listen, I'm going to explain this though. So I run on African time. That's just how I am. That's
who I am. It's your biological clock.
It's my biological clock. But listen, Linda, only to people I am close to. Mm-hmm. If I am late for you, it's because I love you. The people I have to be formal with are the only people I show up early for. Mm-hmm. Everyone else, I stick to my normal time because I'm calm, relaxed. I'm not tense around you. Mm-hmm. I'm relaxed so I can show up at my normal time. Mm-hmm. But if I'm trying to be formal with you, mm-hmm, I will be on time. So I can be on time. I just don't have any rush to, because usually the time is like, let's say like me and my boys are like, we're going out or something.
Yeah.
Why do we have to be there at a certain time?
But I think
let's just go with the flow.
That allows for tardiness. However, if you have something booked at a specific time, that doesn't really allow.
Yeah, but like if it's like for example, guys, if something's actually scheduled, like let's say Nicholas books something, I will always make sure we're on time.
Yeah.
She's the one that's actually trying to make us late. More time, I'm the one always making sure that we're on time. It's only if I schedule something for myself, mm-hmm, that schedule goes out the window. Because it's me. Like, no one's waiting on me. It's just me.
Like a hospital appointment or something.
Like a hospital appointment or like me
you're
going.
You're usually on time.
Yeah, I am on time. But that's just because I don't want to sit in traffic for too long. But no, like take for example the flights. I go lastminute.com.
Yeah.
Every time for a flight. Though. I always make it. But I always go late.
I don't like being late for flights. That's one thing I
just don't like sitting in the airport. I don't like sitting in the airport.
But for me, it's like,
and I've never missed a flight.
The anger, no, you
of my own will. That bus getting locked off on the highway was not my fault.
I'm just saying, I wouldn't have missed it.
Yeah, you would have.
I would have left
the whole highway was locked off.
I would have left like
I left
when your other friend left early in the morning.
I left 2 hours earlier than I was meant to.
No.
And we still got late because I had done both. And I just, the gate just closed in front of my eyes. They closed the door right in front of me.
No.
Oh, they could have left. They could have opened it, like, you know.
Yeah, look. No, I don't like being late for late for flights. I don't like being late in the airport because the anger I would feel for missing a flight and losing money is just. And the thing is, you're very money conscious. So I would expect you to definitely be on time.
I'm always on time, though. I've never missed a flight.
Except the one time.
That was not my fault. Of my own will, I have never missed a flight.
Of your own When was it ever
your? As in, like, I have never slept late. I have never left too late or anything like that. I literally, guys, in this story, some of you already know this story because I said it when it actually happened. Mm. I woke up on time. Everything was good, mm-hmm. and then I saw the news that that it was.
Why didn't you wake up early?
Like. Because when I woke up is when I saw the news saying that, there was issues on the highways and the underground was doing work. And I was like, shit, okay, time to go. I was like, I looked at Wole, I was like, Wole, we are leaving now.
Right, Neil.
Now, we left. We were on that bus. Can you imagine? The bus lane was full because our car is there. It was because the highway was locked off. And then we get there. Our bus crashes. We get to the airport. It crashes because of how much this guy's been trying to make sure we get on time. Everyone's running. I am running. I get through security. I skip everybody. I get through security. Security detains everyone's bags. Everyone's bags is detained because everyone's missing their flights. And boom, bada bing, I get to the gate. The gate just closes. What can I do?
Should have left right there. To be fair, like in London, like that transport's always... like dog water on the weekends.
No, it's terrible. So that's why I don't leave on week. I don't like leaving on weekends anymore. Like honestly, it's just terrible.
Anyways, on to the next one. I secretly judge people who complain about money but have their nails done, or you know, their hair done, their eyelashes done, whatever.
You know, I'd give out to you, but you don't. Do you? You do complain about money sometimes. You do have things done. You look pretty taken care of right now.
I am taken care of.
But you complain about money. How does that make sense?
Of course I complain about money.
How can you complain about money and be taken care of? Please. You're taking care of yourself.
I could be taken care of more.
You're taking care of yourself, though.
And I'm being taken care of.
No. You're taking care of yourself and you're complaining about money.
But I think I could be taken care of more.
No. You are being taken care of... But stop. He's gonna go back and forth. This is dumb.
No, I don't think I judge people for that, honestly.
Yeah, because you're part of the problem.
No, I think it's because, do you know, I've heard of so many girls like ask. I've heard of girls like say reach out to guys to pay for their nails and stuff. So it's not, sometimes not even them paying for it. Like, so they're complaining about money because they never even had it to begin with, you know? So, like, it's not something I judge. It's hard, you know? Trying to look like a baddie, not me. I don't look like a baddie, according to Fruit Gator. Like it's hard. So, like for me, I don't even think that I don't have a lot of maintenance costs. We've talked about this. I don't have a lot of maintenance costs. Don't do that. Don't do that.
My wallet says otherwise.
Your wallet needs a deeper hole in there because
My wallet says otherwise.
Do you secretly?
All you girlies. Chloe, Niamh, you guys know.
You're naming people.
Yeah, they know, because they know. Anyways. They know. You're very well taken care of.
I am. Guys, I remember one time when I lost my bag. My bag was lost. I did not lose it. My bag was lost at the airport. And my makeup was gone. Everything was gone. It was in a different country. And I was like, oh my God, I need to go buy everything. So my friend is now like, you should, like, in a funny way, he's like, oh, you should ask Farouk for money. And I was like, oh, Farouk already sent me money. So it was just very nice. I was like, oh, he just sent me 100 pounds. He's just like, here's money. He's like, thank you. But you know what? That 100 pounds probably got me one product. So
once again, is it my fault that makeup is expensive? No, but please go talk to the economy.
You should have sent me more. You should have said 500. Good. Here, baby. Enjoy. Enjoyment. I'm joking.
Enjoy at home.
No, but it's who sent you? Sweet. It's very sweet. Freak is very sweet, guys. Freak is very sweet. He takes good care of me.
They know. Yeah. Look at you.
Okay. Do you secretly judge people for that?
No, because it's like a lot of these things I don't judge. I just think you're stupid. Like you're just financially stupid. Like how are you complaining about money and then spending your money like and then you're complaining? FP. FP. You know who you are. Forced poverty. Oh. I know. You know who you are. And it's not even he's wasting his money. He's actually investing his money.
Which is good.
And then he decides, and then he suffers because he invests all his money and then he has no money left for food or anything left for the rest of the month. I'm like, you're stupid. Like, but at least like he's actually being financially smart with his money. Right. He's just suffering. Yeah. No, it's financially smart because he's actually doing for his future, but he's just suffering.
Yeah.
You know, but like, that's what I'm saying. You don't have to suffer. But those people who are like, oh my God, I just don't have any money. Are you fucking dumb? Sorry. Are you dumb?
Booked the 10th trip of the...
Yeah, it's like, yeah. I just have no money. Oh, but I'm going to Greece tomorrow.
Blink, blink.
Are you... Okay, interesting.
Yeah. No, I don't judge for it, but I think I would think the same of like, well, you're just bad with money.
Yeah, you're just bad with money. Like, I don't judge people. I'm just like, oh, you're bad with money. End of story.
Yeah. Not my problem.
Yeah.
On to the next one. I secretly judge people who say like in every sentence.
So you hate Irish people?
Yeah, basically.
That's the end of that. You hate Irish people?
That's because, what do you mean?
Like, every Irish person says like all the time. Like, I don't know anyone in Ireland that doesn't use the word like all the time.
It's part of the vocab.
It's literally part of the vocab. Like, especially, like, the more south you are, like...
Yeah.
See, I didn't even mean like, to.
Like, no, it's in every sentence. Every sentence. And when I edit, like, clips, I'm like, oh, we're making a conscious effort. No, it's just there.
It's just there.
Like, you can't escape it. You
can't escape it.
And I would never judge people for it.
No.
It's just what people do. And this is the last one of today. I secretly judge people who have a pick me attitude.
Me personally, I really don't care. But Nicoletta is very. Nicoletta is very heated. Nicoletta is very heated about that topic because Nicoletta is like, you can't be a girl's girl and be a pick me.
I agree.
Yes. I think you can be whatever the hell you want and be a pick me. And I don't really think people are pick me. I think it's just them expressing themselves how they are.
I think it's people seeking validation.
But there's nothing wrong with seeking validation.
Like,
there's nothing wrong with
seeking validation. I think if you're like a happy, confident, love girl, like women empowerment, who are you wouldn't be like that? Who are you trying to impress? Like no chill.
Like, guys. There is nothing wrong with seeking validation, right? I don't think there is personally. I once again, I'm not a woman. But a woman seeking validation from either men or women, whatever, seeking validation from whoever.
Who needs men's validation anyway? Guys, stand up.
It doesn't matter.
Stand
You know,
up.
Like, it's just like, as long as you respect yourself.
That's the problem.
You're fine.
Because this ain't respecting yourself. Stand up. Stand up. And here's the thing, right? Farouk, he wouldn't be aware. For the longest time, he hasn't been aware. So I'd be pointing it out, and he's like, well, it could just be this or that, or excuses, da da da. But I think he's a lot more woke now. I think he's a lot more with the women. Because now he'd be like, oh my God, that was so pick me, wasn't it? And I'm like, good job.
Well, I don't care. I don't care, though. I don't think there's anything wrong in it. That's the thing.
I think it is.
Like, I can notice it a little bit more, but I don't think there's anything wrong
in it. I think it leads to the downfall of women empowering women, because if you're putting the wedge between us as a man, we're failing to stand up.
But they're
pick
me men,
other.
Too. What do you think about them?
I don't care about them. They are. And
so where's the line in the sand?
Are so submissive to each other.
No. All pick me to women I'm talking about.
To women.
As in there's pick me men about women that is just like, oh my God, women this, women that, women. And they just don't care about guys. And they.
I haven't seen that much.
On TikTok the whole time, so many guys. And then everyone's like, don't worry, bro, you'll get some.
Listen, I'm not seeing that as much as like the women doing it. And the thing is like, women are like malicious with each other when they do it, like trying to bring down.
That sounds like an
internal
woman problem, in it.
It is, and that's why I'm saying let's stand up together, let's hold hands, and stand up, because what's going on? Like, and you notice like with men, and I've said this to you, men are so submissive to each other. Like, men love men, you know, sprinkle sprinkle. Like, they just like are always each other, having each other's back, and I think. We should be more
community.
Like that as women, you know? We should be more like that instead of letting the men also...
Community.
You know, like, you just do whatever you gotta do. I think us as women need to do more for ourselves.
Community. That was racist.
It's like women empower women. But yeah, that's all we had for you guys today. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed it.
You didn't get a short episode. You got a longer episode than last week.
Yeah.
You know, so can't complain.
Can't complain. Hope you guys enjoy it. Hope you guys like the vibe. And let us know what do you secretly judge people for.
And go subscribe to Patreon for the love of God. Okay. Like, guys, it's the holy month of Ramadan. You can spare 5 euros. Do this, your zakat.
Don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, share, and all the good stuff.
Nice. Peace. Time.